Hi. Well, I would like to just take a moment to review where I've come, along with many of you, in the last 3 months. In the Northern Hemisphere, the last 3 months have been the 3 months of the autumn. Yes, I know that the third month is not quite over, but I'm already in the review of the months. So the first month of autumn for me corresponds to this blue ball. That blue ball corresponds to our innate capacity to feel. Now, these are obviously symbols. This is a symbol of stepping onto a journey. The other two balls, the second ball is our capacity to change. The third ball is our capacity to be able to receive help from a higher level and a lot more. These three balls. For me, these three balls correspond to the elements of the mother's side of the family primarily. There are three grandmothers. Mother's mother, great grandmother number four, and great grandmother number six. This is mother's father's mother, mother's mother's mother, mother's mother. All of this, by the way, is composited by your relationship to your own mother. Why is that so significant? Is because basically, my estimations are, is that the mother primarily engages the emotional, biological composition of the child's ability to feel. We're programmed by our mothers. Not just her mitochondrial DNA, by the way, but her essence of what she goes through and feels. We're all blanketed, infused in, and part of what our mother is feeling, or what she did feel, especially at the time of our conception, our gestation, our early childhood, we're blanketed by these three women primarily. Four, if you add your mother. That's why this sequence is so important, because these three women determine everything that comes in the future. But they hold the most distant past. So whatever the feelings is that your mother had, it's programmed inside you. How she felt about herself, how she felt about her mother, your grandmother, how you feel, how she felt about her great grandmother and her mother-in-law, how your mother felt her entire life is inlaid inside your experience. All of these women, four of them from your mother's side of the family, including your mother, they are the composited experiences of basically 6 hours of the day. I know that's odd. But we're describing it from sunset, roughly, which can vary according to the time of the year. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. is this first phase called peace or feeling, the peace of the evening. This is also your individual right to exist. So your individual right to exist is your individual capacity to feel. This individual capacity to feel yourself as an individual, as a unique soul, is yours. It cannot be given away. It cannot be suicided. It cannot be lost. It can be obstructed. It can be overcloaked. It can be misguided, but it can't be lost. It's your right to exist. Just something to consider, your right to exist. No matter what happens, truck comes by to smash you into the asphalt, you still exist. Your right to exist is still there. And inside of this, not even God will come in, because it's your right to exist as an individual without God or anyone else. It's your right to exist. Inside this right to exist is the capacity to be able to feel. Now, mysteriously, inside this same place is the right to make a choice that you want to feel more. Well, the first time you start to want to feel more, that means you have to feel your actual unresolved feelings, known or unknown to you, about how you feel about your mother and how your mother felt about her mother, how your grandmother felt about her mother. You have all these layers of feelings that if you want to be you, you have to basically dissolve or husk away all of the unknown, unloving influences from the women on your mother's side of the family. They gave you the capacity to exist. They gave you the means to occupy a human body. God gave you the soul that gives you the ability to exist. Now, your opportunity is to be able to open, grow, change, and infuse that existing feeling that you have as yourself with something new. This is a profound sequence. These correspond to the 6 hours of the evening, peace, 8 p.m., the ability to go horizontal, because at 8 p.m. in the evening, typically, ideally, particularly for children at least, this is the time to go from being vertical, standing up, to laying down. Now, by the way, you all notice that when you get ill in any form, one of the first things you have to do, over whether you want to or not, is lay down. This point right here of going from vertical into this whole process of horizontal becoming healed, this is the healing point between 8 p.m. and 12 midnight, is the experience of total transformation related to the unification of the three grandmothers from your mother's side of the family. They correspond to all the water, the feelings, the cleansing, the changing, the opening, the metamorphosis. You name it, all of these feelings right here are absolutely essential. And you notice that there's a difference in the size of the diagram. These are just metaphors. The amount of feeling right here is indicated by the existence of one. It's you. When you go up to the next one, it includes others. So the circle actually would be much larger than this mathematically, but it's self and others. So it's a much larger, how many people does it include? Well, that's a lot of others, right? Self and others. Then the last one is the largest diameter, self, others, and all. Now, this journey is a journey of the increase of self through the composite experience of our relationship to others, and becomes ultimately our experience to the all. By the way, that all is not just all the things on earth, mineral, plant, animal, and so on. It is the unity of all living things, yes, but it's also the all is all things unseen. That includes not only other dimensions of other realities, but it includes spirits, known or unknown to us, that exist around us, self, others, and all. So these three different points in the autumn season, corresponding to three different grandmothers, they have to do with your ability to navigate all those realms. So what we do in the work is we spend a month feeling and increasing our desire to know self, spending another month, the desire to understand and feel and relate to the others, and then another month relating to the experience of the all. Now, these are only childlike beginnings of an experience because they're connected to other people. They have husbands. My mother's mother is married to my mother's father. My mother's mother's mother is married to my mother's mother's father. My mother's father's mother, number six, is related to my mother's father's father. Yes, it took a lot of practice to get these numbers easy to flow through. They're all related to pairs. Now, if you look at this diagram, this is a diagram that is the two sides of the family. This one here is mother's side of the family. And the top one is father's side of the family, self, others, and all on both sides. So on the mother's side, you have the blue, the pink, and the white. That's these three, self, others, and all. But you also have their husbands. And you notice where the cycle starts to go up again. It goes up in a journey that is what we call 1, 3, 5, 2, 4, and 6. 1, 3, and 5 is just the three grandfathers married to the three grandmothers on your mother's side of the family who contain all of your old memories. Wait a second. They contain all of your old memories, and when this moves, they're designed to create your social, physical law of attraction and outcomes. I'm saying that whatever is on your mother's side of the family is married to your father's side of the family. This crossover point here is very cool. This is also the equinox. This is sunrise, where the red is, sunset, where the blue is. So this is ascending, and this is descending. In a couple of weeks, those of you in the southern hemisphere, you're going to go on a descending day length, gradually passing through the 3 months of summer, down into the 3 months of autumn. You're going to go through a journey of 6 months of women. Myself, being in the northern hemisphere, I'm going to go through 6 months of the ascending day length right to the spring equinox. And then now it is the experience of 6 boys in a row, 6 girls in a row, and they're connected father's family to mother's family in one specific point. I know that's a lot. I could do this 10,000 times with myself, and it's still a lot. It doesn't end in its magnitude or beauty or astounding possibilities, but this is a review of 3 months of the autumn leading to 3 months of the winter, 3 months of spring, 3 months of summer, back again. This is a perpetual cycle. I'm suggesting just by appreciating that they exist, you're changed. Just by appreciating, whether or not you comprehend it, that the three grandmothers from your mother's side have a profound influence. The three grandfathers from your mother's side have a profound influence. And if those 6 grandparents, the 3 women and the 3 men, actually like each other, well, you're a very unique and cool human being, and I don't know any like that. Well, you are cool and unique, but do you know anybody whose 3 grandmothers from their mother's side actually were in love with or actually had their soulmates and their husbands, and they were like, do you know any family behind you that was genuinely happy? Well, the chances are you can create the happy by the willingness to be able to acknowledge the individual function and character of each one of them and spend a little bit of time considering the implications that what would you be like if your mother actually loved your father and your father actually loved your mother? Who would you be? It's hard to imagine. What would you be like if your grandparents all liked each other and they all wanted to help you evolve into a higher, more beautiful reality, which, by the way, that is idealistic. It's something of a fantasy, but it's also something of a reality if you make the choice that you want to do it. What is the choice? Feel, feel, and feel. What are you going to do with these six men in a row? Well, feel, feel, and feel, and feel, and feel, and feel, while constantly desiring to want to be able to increase the feeling. So this is a review of one season. Next month, we have another sequence of these three going into the sixth, and there's another process about how to be able to do it. You can sit and watch, or you can sit and consider the possibility that there are choices that can be made that change how all of this interacts. That's what I'm most interested in. How do we use this information about the 12 glands and body systems and so on inside of us? How do we take all of these feelings of mother's family and father's family? How do we occupy a higher percentage of who we are when the world at times just seems downright crazy? The best time to plant a seed is when the field is plowed. All I mean by that is the best time to change is when the whole world is crazy. Because all of the straps are off. That's a whole nother discussion. The war of the all against the all. That's for another time. So take what you can of this and consider just appreciating the grandparents from your mother's side of the family. If you're in the southern hemisphere, just take a moment to appreciate every one of the grandparents from your father's side of the family. And if you're on the sixth boy month, which those of you in the southern hemisphere, you are, the sixth boy creates the one girl. I know that's a language. Let me just do this for you. Father's mother. Number one girl. She corresponds to the will and the bones. Her father, we call him six boy. Father's mother's father. Your great grandfather has a daughter. Your father's mother. Just by appreciating that there is a link of some kind between your father and his mother and your father and his grandfather on his mother's side, there is a link. There's a power there. So whatever happens in that six boy month creates his daughter. What? A man creates his daughter. A six boy creates a one girl. I know that's weird. But I'm saying you could occupy your six boy consciously and help to produce or reproduce or increase his daughter, your one girl. That's next month. So everything that's happening in this month, your six boy month, creates your one girl month next month. So the correct use of six boy, by the way, which is the ultimate use of power, choice, creates the radiance or the outcome of what will manifest for the next 6 months. Okay. I know that's a lot to consider, but sometimes you just have to give me some latitude just to be myself. Talk to you soon.